Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
Our message today comes from Matthew, the 5th chapter, verse 10. That's Matthew, the 5th chapter, verse 10.
Amen.
I'm reading from the King James Version first. And it reads, "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." The Amplified Bible puts it this way. Blessed, comforted by inner peace and God's love, are those who are persecuted for doing what is morally right, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, both now and forever.
Praise Jesus.
This is Beatitude number 8. The first 7 Beatitudes are located on our website. Let's dive into the scripture. The word persecute is defined as to harass or punish in a manner designed to injure, grieve, or afflict. Wow. To harass or punish in a manner designed to injure, grieve, or afflict. Now, we have all experienced some type of harassment. Would you agree?
Yes.
There are people in this world who find joy in harassing people. Their intent is to cause damage to that person. The damage that they cause to people can be devastating. Here's an example. A bully can injure someone and cause them mental stress as well.
That's true.
The bully enjoys doing this and waits for the next opportunity to bully again. The poor victim tries to avoid the bully whenever they are in the same vicinity. The victim is traumatized and can have a long-lasting effect on their lives. This is considered physical and mental form of persecution, right? The next type of persecution can cause grief. Now, the word grieve is defined as to cause to suffer, distress.
Okay.
We used to believe that sticks and stones may break our bones, but words can never hurt us. Remember that? Well, this is not true. Words can cause grief to us. Words can hurt. There are people who know this and will attack us using words. Have you ever been cursed out by somebody? Using profanity against someone can cause grief and leave a lasting scar mentally on the person. And I can raise my hand because I'm that person. The person can make us feel less about ourselves if we let it. By the grace of God, I'm okay. Praise the Lord.
Praise Jesus.
Without going into detail. Being called names or being labeled is also a form of grief. Labeling is one of the worst possible ways to be persecuted, right? Think about it. People like to put labels on others to make themselves feel good.
That's true.
It is a continuous form of harassment that can also last a lifetime.
Yes.
Anybody who has been labeled wrongly has been persecuted, right? Y'all with me so far?
Yes.
Now here's some examples of what I'm saying about being labeled. There are some people that have been accused and acquitted of a crime, but they are still labeled as criminals. Think about it. A child is labeled, some of them are labeled as bad kids. And when they become adults, they are still labeled as bad.
Oh, that's right.
Anybody can relate to that? A person is labeled as lazy, and the stigma of being lazy has been associated with that person for years.
The rest of their life.
Yeah, rest of their life. Oh, he's just lazy, you know. Worse. A person, here's another one. A person is wrongly labeled as dishonest, and it affects them and their ability to even get a job. If you got a reputation of being dishonest, who wants to hire you?
No one.
So it see how it affects not only them, but it affects their whole life, their family. Here's another one. I can do a whole bunch of these. A person is wrongly persecuted because of their gender, their lifestyle, their age, and or their race. Now, all these examples I gave you are physical and mental forms of persecution. Amen? The next type of persecution is affliction. The word afflict is to cause pain and suffering. To distress so severely as to cause persistent suffering or anguish. The first two types of persecution that I mentioned fall under this category. All of them can cause persistent suffering and anguish for years, even a lifetime. I have discussed these several types of persecution as we know it for a reason. If you are or have experienced any of these things, my heart goes out to you. And if these things are still troubling you today, I ask that you seek some kind of help for yourself so that you won't continually be labeled inside your mind or go through it over and over again in your mind and you can move forward. Amen?
Amen.
Now, I have discussed several types of persecution, like I said. Let's look back at the scripture. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now, Amplified version, Bible says, blessed, comforted by inner peace and God's love, are those who are persecuted for doing what is morally right. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven, now and forever. The Amplified mentioned those who are persecuted for doing what is right morally. The King James Version states for righteousness' sake. Since the Bible is a spiritual book, the definition must be taken spiritually. Amen? Doing things righteously or what is morally right starts and ends with God. You with me?
Yes.
We're human. And although we may think we're doing the right thing or acting morally, we fall way short compared to God. Would you agree?
Agreed.
We must understand that being righteous and morally right is being godly. Let me say that again. We must understand that being righteous and morally right is being godly. This can only be achieved by having a relationship with God.
Amen.
When we consistently do what is righteous or morally correct, we will be persecuted. The word persecute is also defined as to cause to suffer because of belief. Isn't that something? That definition takes this entire beatitude to a whole different level. Jesus was persecuted and executed for what he believed, right?
That's true.
When actually, he didn't believe anything. He knew because of his relationship with God. He was willing to withstand persecution for the greater good of mankind. And because simply it was the will of his Father. The type of persecution that he received was due to his walk with God and his relationship with God. You with me? To be persecuted for righteousness' sake, according to the scripture, can only happen to us if we are walking with God and have a relationship with him. Just like Jesus, right? If Jesus is our example, there you go. Well, you say to yourself, well, how can this be? Well, people will see and hear the God within us if we got a relationship with him, right? We'll just permeate God. Romans 8:7 says, the mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. In other words, if in plain English, it is not human nature to submit to God. It's right there, Romans 8:7. So when we're godly, anyone who isn't godly will be offended by us. Because we're contradicting mm-hmm. human nature. Y'all with me? Mm-hmm. Jesus offended many. That's an understatement. Mm-hmm. By his mere presence. And he will too. And we will be too as our relationship with God increases. But that's okay. It's okay to be persecuted. Because in Romans 8:31, it says, what then shall we say in response of those things I just mentioned? If God is for us, who can be against us? No one. The latter part of our scripture states that theirs is the kingdom of heaven, both now and forever. Well, let me define heaven, okay? Heaven is defined as a spiritual state of everlasting communion with God. Did you know that? Mm-hmm. We think about this by and by place, but heaven is defined as a spiritual state of everlasting communion with God. And everlasting communion with God should be our goal as a Christian, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, otherwise, what's the point? Mm-hmm. The other part of the definition of heaven is a place or condition of utmost happiness, something that is very pleasant or enjoyable. I don't know about you, but I don't want to wait till I die to experience that. I want to experience it now, and I want to experience it forever. When we are persecuted based on our relationship with God, we will experience heaven or a condition of utmost happiness and everlasting communion with God, now and forever. We will be blessed, right? Mm-hmm. The scripture says blessed in the scripture means comforted by inner peace and God's love. Mm-hmm. Okay? Got that?
Got that.
So that brings up some questions. Wouldn't you agree? Mm-hmm. Number one, do we want to continue the way we're going? Do we want to have that kind of relationship so that if we are persecuted, and if we are, it's because of our relationship, that we'll have an inner peace, joy, and happiness. We'll be blessed, comforted by God's love. You can't achieve this. We cannot achieve this on our own. It's impossible. We're human. Human is different than God. Would you agree?
Yes.
Amen. So I'm hoping and praying that all of us will understand this scripture and really give it some thought in terms of where we stand in our relationship with God, try and grow with God. Because all the persecutions that I mentioned before are human. Mm-hmm. But what I'm talking about here takes it to a whole different level where we're being persecuted for representing God, not by our words, but by our actions. So remember our scripture, saints. Blessed, comforted by inner peace and God's love, are those who are persecuted for doing what is morally right. For theirs is the kingdom of God, now, tomorrow, and forever. Saints, that means us. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, in Jesus' name we come. Thank you for this word, Lord. Lord, we praise you for your correction and your love for us, because you correct those you love.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for giving us insight that we may not have had prior to this. Yes. May you be glorified in this word, Lord. We repent, Father, because everybody is falling short in this area. Every last one of us. Help us, Almighty Father, to grow in you, to hear you, Lord, and just develop our relationship even more and more, Lord, so we can know you and so we can represent you. Mm-hmm. And if we're persecuted, we'll be blessed. Father, we thank you for this word. Thank you for using me, oh Lord, little old me. Father, I pray that your word will go forth throughout the nations. I pray that it'll bless those who hear it and help those seek you, Father, for you are the reason we're here. Father, I thank you. We thank you. And we ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.